Good evening. Let's start with some choir practice, all right? Yeah, because if you guys know this, join in with me, all right? Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I dreamed that they had all agreed to put an end to war. They gathered in a mighty room. The room was filled with them. The paper they were signing said, "We'll never fight again." And when the papers all were signed and a million copies made, they all knelt down and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I dreamed that they had all agreed to put an end to war. You did that very well. Thank you. Just so glad you're here this evening. I had the privilege of living in this parish about 50 years ago. Honestly, it was about 54. That's 50 years ago, isn't it? John Cofield was the pastor here. And in my violence, I was teaching boxing various youth around here. I hope they never hurt anybody, but it was a great privilege. And John Cofield was an amazing example, and I understand he's still alive, living down in Orange County somewhere, right? Yeah, amazing case. And today I have the privilege of introducing my favorite person, so that's really an unusual thing. Back in 1999, we were convinced that Kathy Kelly was the vanguard of the peace movement, and so we selected her for our Peace and Justice Award for the Office of the Americas that year, because it had just been so impressive, everything she had done. We had followed her adventures way back in the days of the Gulf Peace Team. I was wandering around Baghdad, and I heard that these people were there that were going to camp on the Iraqi-Saudi Arabia border. And I couldn't believe it. They said, "Well, if there's a war, they'll have to fight it over us." And they began that action from Europe and the United States. And not long after that, Kathy developed the Voices in the Wilderness. And of course, that was during these murderous sanctions. And you know that sadly, more people died under Clinton than have died under Bush. And it's like, who can create the most deaths, you know? So those sanctions went on, and Kathy and her organization opposed them in every way possible. We witnessed her absolute lack of intimidation as she was threatened and is still threatened with all kinds of punishment from our government. She seemed to remember that scriptural adage that perfect love casts out fear. And it's pretty hard for someone to get to the point of perfect love, but she seems to have arrived at that, because there doesn't seem to be any fear there. The medicines and toys continued to flow to Iraq, and after organizing this heroic resistance to our 14-year-old war, Kathy's gone back and forth to that tortured country constantly during the recent massacres that are taking place there. During the initial bombing of 2003, right? Am I in the right century? Where are we? Okay, yeah. because we got there in the last century. What does someone do when the bombing's going on? Well, what you do, you play tic-tac-toe with the children. And that's what she was doing during the bombing. It's not enough that she's dedicated so much of her life to Iraq, but on November 23rd of 2003, she crossed the line at the School of the Americas. And we know that that kind of criminality cannot be tolerated, so she was rightfully sent to prison immediately. For some reason, she got out early. But we have so many people in the United States that are have been dictators, torturers, murderers. The lawyers working on the Romero case, which was a most interesting case this last month, said that there are at least 1,000 people like the one that they indicted on the murder of Romero roaming around free in our country, and Kathy winds up in a federal prison. Well, that kind of is a statement right there, isn't it? She became a personal witness to the tactics and strategies of the School of the Americas because she was brutally abused by our troops that are based there at Fort Benning in this School of the Assassins. So we're just very fortunate to have her with us this evening, and please help me to welcome Kathy Kelly.